This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Terror falls across the land. Hashtag Whittle Wednesday is close at hand. As improvisers and workforce cats, we'll terrify y'all's podcast apps. And whosoever shall dare try to lampoon Erin's closed eyes must sit through Addle's puns and barbs as GPC steals their magic cards. The foulest noises in the air, the groans of 40,000 listeners, as the solution to each riddle asked ends up being such fucking trash. For though the puzzies posed seem fine, the answers will be shitty. For no mere mortal shall resist the evil of these riddies.
I'm very tired. Play the theme.
Master, Master, it's ready. I've done it.
Yes. Oh,
I've done what you asked. I took the body of Erin Keefe.
Yes, yes.
And the brain of JPC.
Yes, yes.
And the plaid of Adel Riffe.
I'm sorry?
And the plaid of Adel Riffe.
Oh, the plaid.
Yes, like flannel plaid.
Oh, Renfrey, you fool.
What?
I said... throw the addle parts in the trash.
Oh, I messed up. I'm sorry.
It's okay. It'll have to do. It'll be covered in plaid.
Master, here we go. Let me throw the switch.
Wow, I've got a great ass now. I look hot. I'm JPC, and I've never looked better because I got this sweet, sweet Erin body. Ooh, police horses. I'll kiss a cousin if you pay me in piss. Yabba!
It's almost perfect, but the plaid is just wrecking it for me.
Yes, Renfrey. Master.
It's just too much plaid.
Zip. Ooh, I've never been better. Oh, now I'm not wearing plaid.
Addle wears zipper plaid?
Spaghetti, where the hell are you? You're my dog, and I'm dating Mariah.
No,
yeah.
Master, what I was doing was I was going to say zip. Hey, it's me, Addle Fi, a.k.a. Count Puzzula. We also have JPC, a.k.a. David S. Puzzies, and Erin Keefe, a.k.a. Spooky Sleepy Witch.
Have you noticed I changed my costume this year?
Oh, what's your costume?
I'm a skeleton that has muscles and skin and nerves over it.
So a body. So it's just, no, Erin, that's just a
that's,
body.
That's kind of stepping on David S. Puzzles, because that's my whole thing. It's like I'm a body.
Yeah, what are you doing?
Scary, I'm a skeleton with skin and hair over it.
You are covered in Nestle Crunch.
That's unrelated to this episode.
Welcome to the third annual Blee Riddle Riddle
our Halloween spooktacular. JPC, what were you going to say?
I was just saying that I don't know about you guys, but we're not obviously not going to have trick or treaters this year. So we didn't buy a bunch of candy to hand out to them. And vis-a-vis, I have not eaten a bunch of fucking candy and I'm pissed. Where are my candies at?
You seem a little grump. I'll send some candy to your house.
I am a grump. I'm a big grump because I want my little Crunch Bars. I want my little Mr. Goodfellers. I want my little Snickers.
Is that what you call
niblets.
Kids?
Yeah.
Hello, Mr. Snickers. And then I also want candy.
And then I want candy, too. I'm my Three Musketeers. I want to eat an Almond Joy.
Well, JBC, go ahead, Addle.
You might have stumbled onto something in terms of, yes, we cannot deliver candy to kids. I've seen a few YouTube videos where people are making, like, bespoke crafted tubes from their porch to like the front sidewalk.
Yeah, I need my tubes for something else.
they just dump candy in it and it shoots down to the sidewalk. But I think you stumbled on something where maybe we just have kids give us their this is going to come out weird. Never mind. I was going to say we could have kids give us their address and then we could Amazon ship them candy, but that sounds terrible.
Why? Explain how that would be bad. That sounds great to me.
Can I get your address?
Honestly, it sounds fine to me. You have some weird hang-ups.
Well, JBC, how about Sean and I come trick-or-treating at your house so you have an excuse to buy candy? We won't come up to the door. We'll wave from our car. We won't be wearing costumes.
I think, so last year was our first year in this place, and we were unsure if there would even be trick-or-treaters. I think it was also very cold last year on Halloween, and also, spaghetti goes crazy if anyone rings the doorbell or knocks. We're like, we don't want to deal with this. So we just put a big bowl of candy on our porch, like a big bowl of candy on the porch, and just a sign that said, take one. And we came out at the end of the night, and it was like no one had come. Like maybe like three people had taken candy. So then we had this enormous bowl of candy that we just ate, or I ate. Ugh. I'm actually glad I don't need to eat that much candy.
If I had kids in a city and there was just a bowl that wasn't chaperoned of candy out, I would be like, we're not taking candy from that. I want to look a man in the eye, and I'll decide if I trust the candy he's handing out to me.
I just want to Venmo kids and go to Walgreens or something. Like, you can buy, for $3, you could get so much candy.
That's
and
the spirit, Addle. That's the point.
You'll save your little tootsies 2 hours of walking. So put them up on the ottoman and just zone out and watch some Invader Zim or whatever kids fucking watch today.
Somewhere off distant in the future, a prosecutor was just handed an envelope that has the line, I want to Venmo kids. And they were like, we got him. Case closed. The prosecution rests.
There was one Halloween that I had chicken pox and I was supposed to be an angel. So for a few houses on my block, including my aunt's house who lived two houses down, my dad held me and was carrying me and then held up my angel costume with the other hand and was like, she would have been wearing this.
That's like what the parent of a missing child says. My daughter would have worn this angel costume. If you know anything about Kelly, please call.
And my sister came home with so much candy, and I was like, I'm very sick. Could you spare a couple of Reese's for your very sick younger sister? And no one gave me any more candy. It was devastating.
And you were an 85-year-old New Yorker
kid?
Could you please spare some candy?
That's also her JPC impression from the beginning of the episode.
Thank you for helping me cross the street.
Diane is on leave, and I haven't seen her in a dog's age.
Oh boy. Well, speaking of Halloween in 2020, we have all kinds of wonderful content, but I think we have some yearly traditions. One, of course, is shame pig. So we kill a pig and we whisper our secrets into its mouth and then eat the pig.
I wasn't here last year. I don't remember that.
But something I'd like to pose to you all is something we talked about last year, which is, what do we think, even though there are not going to be trick-or-treaters, what do we think, if there were, what would have been the top costumes of 2020? And I think there's a right answer.
Ugh, okay. Ooh, well, people are predictable. It would have been like Tiger King.
That's what I was going to say.
Coronavirus.
Tiger King and Carol Baskin.
Cerrado starters.
Would probably be
Cerrado starters.
Cerrado starters.
What kind of bread is this? Is it
sourdough starters?
Yeah, I think that the Joe Exotic thing probably would have been pretty popular. What else was popular?
Probably some Borats.
Lovecraft Country, so maybe some like Eldritch Horrors, some Cthulhu looking things, tentacles all over their face. Mm-hmm. The vow was popular, so I don't know. What do you wear when you're in like some sort of like sex cult, like that? Like dress up.
Come
like
just
that.
As you are, JBC.
That's the motto we throw on the door. What else has been popular this year?
I completely like forget this entire nothing. Year.
Yeah, it's like booms and it's just like whatever was lucky enough to have already been shot that they could produce and quarantine and then throw out there. But what was the Andy Samberg movie? That was big for a minute.
Oh, Hot Rod. There was a part of me that when I was thinking about this and I thought of Tiger King, I was like, Tiger King, that 2004 documentary? And then I was like, that was like 5 months ago.
It has a real 2004 vibe. So.
Yeah.
Absolutely. I never watched it. I assume it was bad because of internet.
It was entertaining, but it's there. I mean, it's not good. And another tradition we have now, our yearly Halloween tradition, is that I give a riddle and then I give the answer 1 year later. So you all you cats and kittens out there have been very patient for 365 days.
This is the one that I think that people like most of all.
So 2019, the riddle from 1 year ago is, what is wicked, homeless, white, and goes up and down? You two guessed several. You said something about like a Bostonian. Mm-hmm. I can't remember what else.
Sounds like me.
Something about a carousel.
Yeah, I was going to say carousel. That sounds familiar.
So what is wicked, homeless, white, and goes up and down? You guessed it.
Santa Claus?
A ghost in an elevator.
And my favorite part of these is they're always worth it.
You two both made the exact same tongue click at the same time.
Well, you combined our bodies and our brains. What did you expect?
And my Vlad.
People have been waiting an entire year to hear ghosts in an elevator.
I would like to see a scene.
Okay.
Adel, you're an elevator operator, a GPC, you're a ghost, and you just moved into the building and you're very, very rich, and you're just trying to, like, let the elevator operator know how rich you are.
Good morning, sir. What floor will we be going to?
Boo.
Sorry?
Boo.
And a boo to you.
Okay.
You must be Canadian?
I was. I'm now a ghost, so.
A boo.
Boo. Abu, ghosts have no nationalities. Please, I don't wish to talk to you all day. Please, penthouse.
Of course.
Penthouse.
Oh, here you
one.
Go. I also have Playboy or Hustler if you prefer.
I will take all three, but I will take them back to my penthouse with me. So
ooh,
penthouse
the pervert
one,
sandwich. Please. All three. I'll put the penthouse in the middle and there's
nothing,
the Playboy on top and the house at the bottom.
They're perverted about a ghost
sandwich.
Enjoying pornography. I've got all this ectoplasm and my doctor says that if it doesn't get out, I lose it. So there's nothing perverted about that.
Oh, I must say I didn't know you were a ghost, but I'm happy to have a ghost in the building and I just want to let you know that...
Please, you're embarrassing yourself. I'm a ghost. Let's leave it at that. Okay. Penthouse one. Penthouse one. Please.
Penthouse one. Going up, sir.
No. You know I'm a ghost.
Oh.
I would like to go to the ghost penthouse.
Oh. Going down?
Yes. Thank you. To sub-basement penthouse one.
Let me try and break the elevator here so we go down below the ground floor.
Please.
Famously, we don't have a basement here at the Buildmore.
I'm sorry. What was your name?
My name is Jonathan.
Jonathan. Well, normally elevator operators, Jonathan, don't narrate every piece of everything that they're doing in their duties. I'm a ghost, and I'm a millionaire. I don't need to know all about your life.
Oh, I've blown it. Let me just wipe the sweat off my brow, because I'm sweating profusely, and I'm going to unbutton the top two buttons of my jacket, because it's getting a little hot in here. Wow, we're really going down. We must have gone down 300 miles.
Yes, well, I'm penthouse one. And Jonathan, don't mistake that I think what you are doing. Don't mistake your intentions. I see you unbuttoning your jacket, wiping your brow. You think that
we're gonna
just because yes, you think that you saw one movie where the guy fucks the ghost or whatever.
Ghostbusters. And, he gets a blowjob from a ghost
in a library. You saw Dan Aykroyd get it, and his eyes roll back into his head, and you thought, next time I see a ghost, I'm gonna try. Well, I'm a millionaire, so if you think that I'm going to go down on you. Unless the conditions are exactly correct.
Ding! I need to say something. Dan Aykroyd has come up.
Was that scene? Aaron, was that scene?
Yeah, that was scene, of course.
Okay.
Ding is scene.
Ding a scene in Ghost Talk.
You don't get it.
Ding a scene. Paul's life.
Dan Aykroyd has come up twice in 24 hours for me.
Really?
What is the first time?
Sean's college friend got engaged, and we were all going and dropping off gifts, and we brought them a bottle of wine, and another one of his college friends came running in and was like, I have something, like, to the backyard where we were all meeting, was like, I have something to give you, and took out this bottle of vodka that's shaped like
a crystal skull.
And was like, guess who it's signed by? And he was like, what? And he was like, Dan Aykroyd. He was like, dude, I don't give a shit about Dan Aykroyd. What is this? And he's like, yeah, I got this signed by Dan Aykroyd. And I was like, why are we talking about Dan Aykroyd so much? And I can't believe he's come up twice in 24 hours.
What is Dan Aykroyd doing signing bottles of his vodka?
I don't know.
Nothing else to do?
He's been doing that for like the last 10 years. He'll go to like Binny's or wherever and show up and sign bottles of his like $100 Crystal Skull vodka.
That's $100?
I'm sure. Something like that.
I'm dating the wrong guy in that friend group.
Yeah.
His name's Tall Tommy. That's what we call him. I got to go date Tall Tommy.
Let's get into some spooky rib cages and ghosties. Here's the first one.
Okay, yes,
thank you so much. Thanks for the support. Let's go ahead and.
Hey, I'm David S. Puzzles. Any riddles?
Yes, the first one is, it wraps you when it's, and Casey put some spooky music behind any spooky, Rudy, I read.
Hey, Casey, don't you dare put anything spooky behind me, my man. I'll fucking punch its lights out if I see something spooky coming up behind me.
Hey, JBC, that's a mirror. Oh, wow.
That's why my hands all cut up.
It wraps you in its ghostly arms, a gray and clammy thing. Yet if you move, it lets you go and never says a thing. What is it?
Fog.
Aaron, you nailed it. It's fucking fog.
Interesting. Well, and I want to say a moat or an echo. If I get a guess, if this is still America.
You couldn't be more wrong. Here we go. Here's another one. This is a little more on the lighter side. What should you do if you're attacked by a group of clowns?
Aaron got scared.
I keep burping. Am I okay?
Do you want me to WebMD it?
Yeah, please.
Look up burping on WebMD.
I'm
serious. On WebMD, it says, are you floating to the ceiling with your grandpa?
That's for Mary Poopins.
Yeah, Aaron is on WebIMD. It is very different.
Wait, look up burping on WebMD.
Okay, I got you. Aaron, I'm sorry, I have to ask you a couple personal questions. Height?
Of course. Who knows? Who's to say?
eye color?
Sad.
Eye weight?
Ooh, probably like, ooh, I don't, pound seems like too much, but less than that seems like too little.
I love that movie.
Oh my God. I love it. Be like, well, my eyes weigh not more than a pound, but not less than a pound. One pound.
Hey guys, I don't like thinking about my eyes outside of my body.
Aaron, surprisingly, that is a response. I don't like thinking about my eyes outside of my body. I'll put that. And you said the symptoms include burping?
Burping. I also got my wisdom teeth out this week and everything hurts.
Okay. That's right. So you got them heavy eyes, but that real light mouth.
Mm-hmm. WebMD says it is most likely testicular cancer.
Okay, that's not funny.
Aaron,
good luck. Good luck, Aaron.
I'm sorry I laughed that hard. I just was very surprised that he said that. I'm sorry.
It's just WebMD. It's, you know, it always says that you have cancer, guys. Like, actually talk to a freaking doctor if you can freaking afford one, which nobody can because nobody has health care.
Speaking of things that aren't funny, what should you do if you're attacked by a group of clowns?
Honk.
Ask them to stop.
I want to see a scene. JPC, you are a clown, and you so full clown, the wig, the nose, the shoes, the
get-up,
and you are trying to seriously mug Erin for her purse.
Excuse me, ma'am. No.
Yay!
Hey, you listen to me now.
Oh my God, it's so cute. Wait, let me film this.
No, don't film this. Okay, hey, give me your purse and your wallet.
Ooh, okay. Wait, are you gonna like pull one of those long Oh, that's magicians. What do?
Just give me the fucking wallet or the purse. I'll do whatever you want to do. I'll make you laugh.
Wait, do you have a little dog on a tricycle with you?
No, I do. You can see the dog.
He is. Oh my gosh. This is so cute.
Jackson, I gave you the switchblade. Where'd you put it?
I saw it.
You sold it! Jackson, you're fucking useless! Also, why does your voice sound just like mine? You're a dog and I'm a man!
I learned it from you, bark bark!
Oh boy, okay.
Wait, well, don't tell me that flower on your chest has water in it.
There's a flower on my chest! I'm allergic! Oh god! Oh, that was a poinsettia! Oh, I could have been killed! Hey, speaking of killed, give me that wallet! I'm a bad man! I'm a kid in my room!
It's so cute and funny.
Can I ask you a serious question?
Yeah.
Do you really think I'm funny?
Yeah, it's so funny.
Well, the whole reason I was turned into a life of crime is because clowning wasn't working out and nobody thought that I was funny anymore. But because you, a lady on the street, think that I'm funny, I've renounced my life of crime and I can go back to just being a clown.
Here's a tip.
Okay, is it going to be like, get a new line of work?
Or? No, I don't have any advice. Here's a $20 tip. You are hilarious. And
okay, fuck me,
day.
Right? This is like a fake joke money. It's Monopoly money.
No.
You're fucking with me?
You're very funny. You're a funny
I don't need
man.
Your fucking charity. I don't need your fucking charity.
Wait, he's taking my car. My car that's so small on the outside but has a ton of room on the inside.
I opened the door. Come on, get in, dogs. I got an army of dogs riding tricycles. We're all going to take your car.
Scene. So, JPC, quick question. Do you consider Mickey Mouse a clown?
He's the world's greatest clown.
All right, because you were definitely doing a Mickey Mouse impression.
There's
more similarities between a clown and Mickey Mouse than there are differences.
That's
welcome
fair.
To my college course.
The only clown that I know that sounds like the only voice that I know that is a clown-specific voice is Krusty the Clown's voice.
Mm.
And we have more shows to record tonight, so I don't really feel like doing that to my voice, right?
Sure. Can you give us a taste?
Hey, boys and girls, it's me, Krusty the Clown.
Now you just
really
sound like Towel.
I love your commitment to the craft.
Anybody got a towel?
What should you do if you're attacked by a group of clowns? My friends, you should
scream.
Always go for the juggler. Yeah.
I forgot
thrilling.
That Halloween riddles are just bad jokes.
Yeah, I'm really.
That's also really bad advice.
Yeah, terrible.
To like rip someone's throat out.
Because the juggler's concentrating and he's not going to be a threat for a while. Here we go. Here's another one. In ancient times, you are.
Guys, I just remembered I was in the juggling club in high school.
What did you juggle? Just like hacky sacks?
I don't think I ever juggled.
Hmm.
Aaron, you were in a juggling club in high school?
I think we juggled a little bit, but mostly we really wanted the sweatshirts.
I have a follow-up question, Aaron, if I may. How hot was the guy who was also in this juggling club that you signed up for?
You don't know me. I think it was a guy who was, this is going to sound like I had a crush on him, but I didn't. His name was Mike O'Neill, and he was a senior when I was a sophomore, maybe. But he started a juggling club, and we really wanted the sweatshirts, and then I wore that sweatshirt like every day. Not great.
I remember when I was in high school, there was this, they had hired a teacher, I can't remember what year it was when I was in high school, but I had more high school to go through. They hired a teacher, she was like 26, and she was a pottery teacher, and she was like smoking hot.
Yeah,
and
I could have told you that by your 26-year-old pottery teacher.
There are two electives of pottery, and then the very next semester there was like six pottery electives, and the classes filled up instantly, and it was 95% guys.
That's hysterical. I'm trying to think if we had anyone really hot. We had a substitute teacher who was at the middle school and high school for a while that everyone called Quiznos because he was such a hot sub. And we both,
that's
oh my god,
rules.
We're like,
that's
oh my god,
great.
Quiznos instead of our world geography teacher. What a good day. He was so hot. He was unreasonably hot.
Yeah, it's fun. I wonder what those guys are up to now.
We'll never know.
We'll never know.
I remember being a junior in high school, so I would have been 16 or 17. And I remember meeting someone who was 22 and like a friend of a friend, and I remember thinking like, this is the oldest human on earth. This guy is basically dead. Like, I can't imagine what it's like to be 22.
So old.
Yeah,
and
it
now
felt,
you're
it
six
felt insane.
Times that age.
What? Okay, speaking of old, in ancient times, you are a poor, clever thief charged with treason against the king. He sentenced you to death, but will let you choose how to die. How should you choose to die?
I should dye my clothes blue using the indigo plant from the river.
Blue
I choose a natural
is basically,
death.
Blue is basically purple, which is total hubris. Natural death is Yes, that is basically it.
I choose childbirth.
Huh? Oh, that's funny. Give him the points. Give him the points. Because
it'll never happen to me.
How should
Unless
you choose
an
that?
Alien comes down and gets you pregnant.
Oh, exactly. And I have to do it at my butt. Oh, I don't want to. That
this
will
is a
hurt.
Good intro to my new sci-fi series. love to talk about.
Butt baby. How should you choose to die? From old age. Very nice
Hell
job,
yeah.
Aaron.
Hell yeah.
Here we go. Here's the next one. Two brothers were watching a horror film on video late one night. One brother dozed off.
Make sure you hit that second R.
Okay. Two brothers. Okay.
Brothers.
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 Two brothers were watching a horror film on video late one night. One brother dozed off and dreamed that he was being chased by the crazy man from the movie who was trying to kill him. In the dream, he hid in a cupboard. There was no sound except his heart pounding, and he had no idea where his crazed captor was. He was terrified. At that moment, the video finished, and his brother put his hand on the shoulder of his sleeping sibling to wake him. The shock at that tense moment was enough that the sleeping brother suffered a massive heart attack and died instantly. My friends, true or false?
Huh. So that's the question, is now this is true or false?
This book sucks.
Mm-hmm. So these brothers, did we at the very beginning of the riddle, did we hear anything about the brothers? It's just two brothers. That's the only information that we got was that the two brothers.
Two brothers watching a horror film. One falls asleep and has an insane dream where he's being chased by the killer from the movie.
Sure.
The other brother, as soon as the movie's ending, goes to wake up his sleeping brother. And at that moment, he's so shocked that someone touched him, he dies instantly.
So
false,
because they were watching the movie together, and I have two brothers, so I should know how this works. It's a horror movie. They were both already touching each other, right? They're in each other's arms. They're all wrapped up. They're under the same blanket. So when he touches his shoulder, he's already connected to his brother by physical touch. And the physical touch between two brothers is never a shock. It's always a welcome relief. So I would say false.
Okay. All right, Aaron, you said false as well. What is your reasoning?
Whatever reasoning is written down in front of you.
Aaron, you nailed it. It is false. Aaron has an amazing answer. It was false because if he had died instantly, how would anyone know about his crazy dream?
Oh, that's what I said.
Twins.
Meant.
I want to see a scene.
Twins just
I want to see a scene. The two of you are siblings. You're watching a horror film. But you keep getting distracted because you're starting to like annoy each other.
Who's that?
Loser says what?
Who are all these people? Have we seen these people before in the show?
They're actors in a movie.
What?
Okay, this is okay.
This looks like found footage. These are actors?
Yeah, this is actors in a movie.
This whole movie is insane. I am so over this whole movie.
Loser says what?
Oh my God, that girl just, no way a human body has that much blood in it, I will have to say. I call bullshit on that amount of blood.
You have something on your shirt.
Oh my God, yeah, I was eating french fries earlier and I completely ruined this shirt. Ugh, long story.
Are you telling me you couldn't conceptualize that these are actors in a movie? That's Meryl Streep.
Who?
I'm going to fucking kill you.
What are some other things that she's been in? Because I don't know people, but I know movies.
Okay. Sophie's Choice.
No.
Devil Wears Prada.
No.
Out of Africa.
No. Was she in Damages?
No. That's
Glenn
Close.
Yes, that's the one I know.
That's the only actress you know. Name one other actress.
Rose Byrne from Damages.
Okay. Name one other actress who isn't in Damages.
Does Ted Danson count? No, he's in Damages.
Mom!
Yes?
John doesn't know any actors who aren't from Damages.
Sweetie, name at least one. Let your sister be at rest.
Mom, was Ted Danson's character's name Arthur Frobisher in Damages?
You know, I'm not sure.
Was Timothy Oliphant in Damages?
What was his name in Becker?
Becker.
Oh, okay. What was his name? Okay, what was the one with Jason Schwartzman that nobody watched?
Who?
Oh.
Jason Schwartzman?
You mean that Coppola boy? He's that Coppola boy.
Yeah.
He's that Coppola boy.
Yeah. His mom is Talia Shire from Rocky.
What is Damages about? Mom, yeah? What is Damages about?
It's about an ex-boyfriend crashes a car and he has to pay for the damages.
John's shaking his head.
No. That couldn't be further from the truth. Glenn Close is a very successful attorney.
Mom, he farted on me.
That's not true. It was a poop.
Same. I'm sorry. Ding. Is that what it was?
Ding.
I want and also we failed to do last year. It was I want to see a scream. So
from now on.
We're bound by the past. Casey, delete this and restart.
Wink, wink, Casey. Wink, wink. This should still come out.
Let's do one more before we go to break here. This one is called The Headlights.
Well, I love riddles with names.
The two headlights came directly at the child in the middle of the road.
Okay.
It was too late for him to move. The headlights went past him without him moving. And without them swerving. His parents scolded him when he walked home. What happened?
His two parents were on motorcycles with lights in front of them. They went on either side of him. They saw him walking in the middle of the road. They get home. They go, what the fuck were you doing?
Me and Cinderella put it all together. We could drive it home with one headlight.
That sounded better than Jacob Dylan. Aaron, you are butter because you're on a roll. The headlights
that
belong
can't
to
be right.
Two motorcycles. And it was the motorcycles belonged to the twins from the Guinness Book of World Records.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, isn't that fun?
Do you know that the first day I got my license, I was speeding and being really dumb and driving. Mm-hmm. And a guy in a different car had the right of way. And I stopped at the very last second. And he I think said fuck you to me and shook his head and then went in front of me and I realized it was my dad. And I was like, oh no.
Did he know it was you?
He didn't register that it was me, and then I told him 3 years later because I knew if he knew that was me, he would be like, you can't drive. How the hell did you get your license?
Famously, your dad does not like to curse, so he probably didn't say fuck you. He probably said spoiled eggs or something like that.
But he looked, I was like, I have maybe a couple times in my life really made my dad mad. He's the sweetest, he's a teddy bear. So it was wild to see the venomous anger from my dad for the first time in my life as a stranger. I was like, oh my God, I'm going to be an incredible driver.
Wow.
And I've never gotten a ticket.
And isn't it crazy how that's how your dad treats women that aren't his members?
I would love if he just verbally dismantled. I would love if he just verbally dismantled you, and then later, years later, you're like, did you know that kid was me? And he's like, oh, absolutely, you dumb fucker.
I gotta say, Aaron's dad's a nice man. I met him.
You're a bitch, and you shouldn't be allowed to vote. It was really weird. I was like, you have three daughters.
As he sped away, he said, I hate my life and what I've become.
Well, speaking of screaming dads, let's go ahead and take a quick spooky break, and we'll be right back with more Blair Riddle.
I would have done noises, but I was taking a sip. Shout out to Claritin for supporting this episode and providing us with samples.
JPC.
Two words rhymes with, oh no, you're sick.
Yes, it rhymes with, oh no, I'm sick. You know what? You guys are never going to get it. I was trying to show you I need Claritin.
Mm.
Claritin.
Oh, JPC, why don't you just hold up a box of Claritin?
Oh, I have this box of Claritin right here. Mm. Camera goes ping. And I smile and I kind of wink when I hold up my box of Claritin D.
JPC, I know that you famously live with allergies. You're an allergy sufferer.
Famously.
But you don't have to live like that. You can live Claritin clear with Claritin D.
Yeah, luckily for those of us who live with the symptoms of allergies, we can live Claritin clear with Claritin D.
Guys, I know that you've been saying this live clear with Claritin D thing. It seems supernatural, but you've been saying it a ton just to me, in casual conversation. Live Claritin clear with Claritin D. We all know it. I picked up my own Claritin D, and I think that everybody should use this product. I have allergies. I have the scratchy throat, the itchy throat. There's nothing worse. There's a lot of things worse, but there's nothing worse from a, you know, personal day-to-day level than that scratchy throat. Claritin D takes it all away. It's designed for serious allergy sufferers. Claritin D has two powerful ingredients in just one pill that relieve your allergy symptoms and decongest your nose so you can breathe better and podcast funnier. That's not part of their ad copy. I want Claritin to know I added the podcast funnier. The double action combination of prescription strength allergy medicine and the best decongestant available relieves sneezing, a runny nose, itchy and watery eyes, an itchy nose and throat, and sinus congestion and pressure with ease. It makes you pretty funny on a podcast. That they put in there. I don't know why they put that in there.
But don't take it from the three of us. Take it from Claire Teen, the teenage Claire who loves Claritin. Claire?
I have a teenage Claire that loves Claritin. Ready to live your life like you don't have allergies? It's time to live Claritin Clear.
Fast and powerful relief is just a quick trip away. Find Claritin D at the pharmacy counter. Ask for Claritin D at your local pharmacy counter.
Yeah.
You don't even need a prescription. Woo-hoo. So go to Claritin.com right now for a discount so you can live Claritin Clear. That's Claritin.com right now. Use as directed.
Yep.
Live Claritin Clear. JPZ, live Claritin Clear.
Live Claritin Clear with Claritin D. Claritin Clear.
Yes, live Claritin Clear with Claritin D. Yes.
Wow, JPC, your aura is kind of, it's kind of like a gray.
Oh, thank
like
you.
Like a dark gray. Do you mind if I take a picture of your aura?
Oh, no. And honestly, I get stopped all the time asking if people could, did you say take a picture of my
speeding
aura?
Speeding or, yeah, take a picture of your aura because I want to put it in my aura digital frame, which is my new favorite thing.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I'm on so many people's aura digital frames that I would be honored to have my aura on your aura.
Oh, my aura on your aura. Yeah, that sounds great. I got these aura frames. I gave one to my mom for Mother's Day. She absolutely freaking loves it.
Mm-hmm.
You just upload any pictures you have, pops up into the frame immediately. If you, like, I bought my mom a frame, I can upload pictures to her frame at any time. It's one of the best things I've ever purchased for my mom.
Yeah, of course. I mean, they're Wi-Fi connected digital picture frames, and they allow you to share and display unlimited photos. And like I said, my aura photo, my gray, it's kind of like a storm cloud energy that I have.
People can actually see that.
Sometimes I, like the top of my head is actually wet because of how powerful my aura is. And people
You're
stop
crying.
Me all the time, ask me for my picture. They say, I want to put this on my frame. It's perfect for Mother's Day. I want to give this to my mom for Mother's Day. I want her to see this stormy man that I met. It happens to me all the time.
Yeah. Oh, and we should say that Aaron got sucked into a book. You know, they also have great privacy. You have complete control over who has access to your frame, and the Aura app lets you share photos more securely than with email, which many other digital frames require. So people can't steal your sort of gray, your grayish sort of energy.
Yeah, and the book is over 100 years old. Aura was named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. Aura frames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages. And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code Riddle at checkout to save. Terms and conditions apply.
I would open the book to help Aaron, but I don't want to get sucked in myself if, you know.
Of course, no one does.
Yeah.
Okay, and then I'll just go and I'll start with the jingle. Is that okay if I start?
Whenever you're ready.
Henson Shaving! You better shave your hair! How was that?
It's pretty good. It was a little bit more yacht rock than before, which is actually what we're going for.
Oh, great! Because my call said yacht rock. I mean, that's why you brought JPC in. I mean, I'm Mr. Yacht Rock.
Yeah, exactly. And we here at Henson Shaving are a family-owned aerospace parts manufacturer that has made parts for the ISS, International Space Station, and Mars Rover. And now we're bringing precision engineering to your shaving experience.
Okay. Now, I didn't know that about aerospace manufacturing and International Space Station. I'll give you a jingle with more of like a space feel, if that's okay.
Perfect.
Bleep, blort, beep, bort, people, papa, people, papa, people, papa, people, papa, heats and shaving.
Okay,
you gotta shave in space.
Yeah. Well, that sounds like the aliens are singing it, and our aliens don't buy our product. So that's... our razor blades.
Huh. Dang. Okay. Yeah. No. Good note.
JBC, razor blades are like diving boards. The longer the board, the more wobble.
The more wobble, the more nicks, cuts, and scrapes. A bad shave isn't a blade problem. It's an extension problem. And we here at Hanson solve that.
Diving board makes me think beach. And so let's do like more of like a beachy vibe for the jingle.
Oh, Hanson shaving, shaving at the beach.
Huh. Okay. What do we think? That was actually pretty good. That's more of a Elvis. Just like Elvis in the 50s, I want to say, Hanson Razors works with standard dual edge blades to give you the old school shave with the benefits of new school tech. Once you own a Hanson razor, it's only about $3 to $5 per year to replace the blades. Just like in the 1950s when razors were like $3 to $5 a year. And now it's thousands. Mm-hmm.
And Hanson Shaving wants the best razor, not the best razor business. That means no plastic, no subscriptions, no proprietary blades, and no planned obsolescence.
Aaron, go ahead and tell us how to get those Hanson razors. Oh, she got sucked into an ancient book of evil.
To an ancient book of evil, yeah. So she's not going
to
be.
She's in a world we can't even begin to imagine. I'll read it. It's time to say no to subscriptions and yes to a razor that'll last you a lifetime. Visit hensonshaving.com/riddle to pick the razor for you and use code riddle and you'll get 2 years worth of blades free with your razor. Just make sure to add them to your cart. That's 100 free blades when you head to hensonshaving.com/riddle and use code riddle.
Okay, 100 free blades. Let me just do another.
Whenever you're ready.
Another jingle? Okay, 100 free blades.
He's the black hunter of vampires, and there's 100 of him. Hanson Shaving, 100 free blades.
So is it like Blade siblings, or he got cloned? Or
I don't quite know how it works.
And we're back. We're back here with more Blair Riddle Riddle.
Oh, no. JPC, this is Puzzbot.
No, well, no, I am not Puzzbot. It's Halloween, so I'm dressed up. I'm dressed up as a blood clot.
We must have gone like 30 episodes without you, Puzzbot. How the fuck did you find us in quarantine?
I was recharging and going door to door asking, have you seen my friends?
Okay, that's very dangerous.
Puzzbot, can you just give us just a second? I just need a quick sidebar.
Just
with
a quick second.
We'll of course. Should I power down?
Yeah.
Power down, power all around, power however you want, man.
JPC, so this is obviously Adol wearing cardboard boxes with another costume on top of that.
Yeah, it's obviously it's the double cardboard box costume that he used to do all the time, yes.
Yeah, so he's a blood clot on top of a pretty
Puzzbot.
Because blood clot sounds like Puzzbot.
Hey, buddy, can power down robots talk?
No.
Yeah.
Is he okay? We need to maybe pay more attention to that.
Honestly,
he's just like a lot.
When he puts Puzzbot on, we know that he's not okay. And the fact that he's added blood clot to Puzzbot just means it's getting infinitely worse. Let's just be nice to him for the rest of the episode and kind of do whatever he wants, okay?
It's going
to
be really, really hard.
Hey, it's going to be really hard for me, but I have this trick that while we're recording, I take both of my hands, I put them on my thighs, and I squeeze those motherfuckers.
Hey, okay, hey, guys. Sorry, I'm out of breath. What's been going on? We all hate Puzzbot, right?
No!
Oh, boy. Yeah, no, we love Puzzbot.
We love Puzzbot,
really?
But you know who we love more than Puzzbot? Blood Clot. We didn't get to see enough of that guy, and we really love Blood Clot.
Aw.
Unrelated to this, let's go back to group therapy.
Hey, and while we're going somewhere, let's stop by a thigh doctor.
Yeah, my legs are bleeding.
Thigh doctor, Popeye's chicken? Well, speaking of Popeye's, give me olive oils because we have.
You know what I'm 100% sure of? If either of you ever had to take me into the emergency room, I am 100% sure you would both force me to stop and get fast food on the way there.
We'd be like, Aaron, how bad is it on a scale of 1 to 10? Can you wait for Culver's?
If there was a Long John Silver's on the way to the hospital, Aaron, you would be absolutely
you'd die.
Fucked.
Yeah, you'd bleed out.
If there was a Culver's on the way and I'm bleeding, I've been stabbed, and I'm like, oh, can I just get medium french fry, please?
And I'll say, nope, you shouldn't have tipped that clown.
We would get to the hospital. You would go up there and be like, excuse me, I think I need a room. I'd be like, where's your restroom? Where's your restroom, please? I just had a concrete mixer and a large bag of cheese curds. I need to do what Glenn Close would call damages.
What the fuck is damages about?
Don't worry about it. We'll do it next Halloween. We'll do
I'll
next
look
Halloween.
It up on WebMD.
Call your toilet Glenn Close because I just did some damages. Well,
call your toilet Glenn Close because I just 101 Dalmatian live action. Who's made more sense, Adel? You be the
matter.
Judge.
Is your toilet a 2004 horror film? Because it's in ruins.
Mm-hmm. Guys, if you have one of your own, just tweet or Instagram at HeyRiddleRiddle, hashtag damages.
All right, so we have something special here for the second half of Blair Riddle Riddle because Halloween's my favorite holiday. We always love being so spooky and scary. So I have something special for you, and what it is mummy, 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 spider, spider, spiders, give me such a fright, a ghoul terrifies haunted doll hair giveaway based on the tome. Based on the tome, Addletude, My Death in Riddies and Puzzies, Undead Addel Writes a Check.
Mummy, 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 spider, spider, spiders, give me such a fright. A ghoul terrifies, haunted doll hair giveaway.
A ghoul terrifies, haunted doll hair giveaway.
Based on the tome, Addletude, My Death in Riddies and Puzzies, Undead Addel Writes a Check.
Wow.
6 days? That took you 6 days. That's amazing.
So we're going to do a little quick version of our game show for Halloween. The first segment of this game show, what I need you to do is if you think you know the answer, you do have to blood in. So instead of buzz, you're going to blood in. You're just going to say blood and then I'll call on you.
Oh, no.
Aaron, cut her off.
I'm ready.
Okay, quick. JPC, let's go to Culver's.
I stabbed my armpit.
So the first portion of this is called Monster Cash. What's going to happen is I am going to ask you a question, and the answer is always going to be in the form of the very first line of the song by Boris Pickett, Monster Mash. So do we both know the first line to that song?
Working in the lab.
Blood.
Late blood.
Thank you, Aaron. Aaron, go ahead.
I was working in the lab late one night.
Correct. I was working in the lab late one night, and you do have to do that Boris Pickett voice.
Got it.
So, for example, if I were to say what a CrossFit practitioner might say to explain why they were tightening up their six-pack from 11 p.m. until midnight, you might say...
In my eyes, blood.
Yes.
In my eyes, the weary sight.
Well, that's the second line. We're only going to deal with the first line. So there's going to be some sort of rhyming elements. So what a CrossFit practitioner might say to explain why they were tightening up their six-pack from 11 p.m. until midnight is,
I was working on my abs late one night.
Oh, okay.
Got it. Okay,
capiche?
Cool. Yes.
Kaposh.
Thank you, Aaron.
I gotcha.
Here's the first one. What a veterinarian says to their spouse in the morning after some hours late put in overtime.
Blood.
Yes.
I was working on the lab late last night.
Aaron, that is correct. One
it's
point.
A lab dog.
That, yes, I wrote the joke.
The first dog that we ever got, Casey, most of our family dog, we got her from a dog breeder out in the country, and all the labs were kept in a barn called the Laboratory.
That's cute. I like that. People have fun.
And
people
it was a lot of like the two front halves of a dog sewn together.
Oh yeah,
like
it was a nightmare in there. That guy got shut down.
I was wondering.
Dog crime.
It was like dog eyes in a gorilla, that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm, I was wondering where we got Casey from, and now I know.
Yeah,
from the lab.
Big blonde, dumb as a big box of bricks.
Casey is typing.
Uh-oh.
Here we go. I think the rest of these have two rhyming words, and some of them might be slant rhymes. Here we go. What JPC was caught doing, masturbating with multiple windows open on his computer.
Blood.
I think Aaron got it.
I
was whacking on some tabs late last night.
blood.
Aaron, you are not fully correct. JPC.
But that was funny.
I was jerking off to tabs late one night.
That is correct. JPC is correct.
Yes, yes. Whacking.
But Aaron, I'm so glad you said that because that was a treat to hear. So the score is tied 1-1. Here we go. Next one.
Yes.
An exclamation from someone who performed both a late 80s butt bounce dance and a mid 2000 arm action.
Blood.
JPC?
I was twerking on my dab late one night.
That is correct. JPC now has
JPC,
two.
I really need this. I'm trying to afford a lampshade for my lamp.
Hey, Aaron, if I win this, I'm taking that lamp out for a fucking steak and fish dinner.
No.
That's what I'm doing. I'm going to wine and dine your lamp, shade or no shade, all night long.
I do.
Aaron, can I just say I'm deeply concerned because your body and face are covered in light bulb burns.
I'm telling you, I need the shade.
Sweetie, we got to get you that shade.
I need to give it a kiss every night before bed.
Oh. Yeah.
It'll never grow.
How do you kiss? Here we go. Next one. Doing what Kelly Slater does best, but on top of Sebastian? Doing what Kelly Slater does best, but on top of Sebastian?
Blood.
Blood?
I got half of
it. Aaron, I think it goes first.
I was on a crab late last night.
Aaron, but if you don't have it, don't give me the half that you...
How about we share this one?
We can share this one. I don't know Kelly Slater, because this is Saved by the Bell. Is that right?
Yeah, this is what happened when Kelly Kapowski married A.C. Slater. She became Kelly Slater. Now, Kelly Slater is an athlete, the top of their game in the world at something very specific. So they are Jordan of a certain thing.
I will say... I was surfing on a crab late one night as a shot in the dark.
That is 100% correct. Kelly Slater, I believe, is known as the best surfer of all time.
All right, we each got half.
Better than Malibu Pete? I don't know. I don't know any surfers.
I love his crab shack. Here we go. What kids today call watching Kevin Smith's first movie while atop a vehicle whose meter is running, or Singer Calloway?
Blood.
DVC?
I was clerking on a cab late one night.
That is correct.
I love Kevin Smith's entire catalog.
That's what kids today, what do you call them, Gen Zers? When they watch that movie, they call it clerking, right?
They call it clerking, man. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. I love everything Kevin Smith's ever done. I love that weird sex tweet that he put out like 10 years ago that's super popular on the internet.
What is it?
Kevin Smith had a sex tweet?
You guys don't know about Kevin Smith's sex tweet?
Look it up on WebMD.
Stop the podcast. Kevin Smith sex tweet.
You just typed in MrSkin.com.
He obviously is going to lose points for this, right, Adol?
Oh,
guys,
yes.
I'll be honest. Kevin Smith, this has been called the worst tweet in the history of Twitter. Okay. July 9th, 2009, Kevin Smith tweeted... 10 years in and we bone like we're cheating on each other with each other. A decade plus and her clit brown taint area still pones my dick.
Are you joking?
The director, Kevin Smith.
He said, joking?
That's still up. It's still online. You can still find that on Twitter. He said later on that it was a, he had lost a bet with his wife for she could tweet the worst thing that that she could think of on his Twitter, but it still lives.
Hey, Halloween, everybody.
Honestly, knowing that the wife tweeted that makes it funny. I enjoy that. But if it was him, that would be gross and weird.
Hey, maybe it was him and he just covered it up with that fucking wife story. Who knows?
Please, honey, please say we lost a bet. That was terrifying. JPC, you did lose a point. It did go to Aaron.
Because that sucks.
Nobody wants to hear a sex tweet from Kevin Smith. So Aaron now has 2 points. JPC, you are now at 3. Here we go. We have, what do we have here? 3 more.
Oh, it's anybody's ball game.
When you're hidden from view, ready to ambush a 1963 soda from the Coca-Cola Company.
Blood.
Aaron?
I was sneaking on some tab.
Aaron, you got half of it. Unfortunately, sneaking doesn't rhyme with working.
Wait, what? Say it again. Say the thing. Let me get it. Like, give me a chance.
Had a chance. You had
give
the same
me a chance
to gets.
Come through all I ever needed. All right, go ahead.
I mean, I will say whacking does rhyme with working. What when you say the thing, what thing do you want me to say?
The first half. I'm going to get it.
She wants the prompt. She
when you're
prompt.
Hidden from view, ready to ambush a 1963 soda from Coca-Cola.
Aaron, tell me if you want a hint.
This is like a loose definition of this word.
Yeah.
But this word does rhyme with working, and the description I gave is a fairly good description.
So, Aaron, say that there's like a chat room going on, and I'm watching the whole thing. But
lurking.
I'm not...
I was lurking on some tab late one night. I know a little bit about lurking on chat rooms. You guys remember when I was in middle school? I told you this story on the show, and I pretended to be, I went into a divorced people chat room, and I pretended to be a divorced woman. Mm-hmm. Oh, I guess God. I was more active than I was lurking.
Yeah, but to be fair, everyone in that chat room was just a middle school girl pretending to be a divorced woman.
Wait, wasn't there an older guy in the room that called you a bitch and it turned out to be your dad? No. And that's how you found out your parents were divorced?
No, but I've never committed harder to a character.
What was the name of the character? Do you remember?
I don't remember.
I want to see a scream. Aaron, you're going to be middle school Aaron pretending to be a divorcee, but it's escalated to not just a chat room, but a phone call where you have convinced a divorced man that you are also divorced and you're calling to chat about being divorcees.
Hmm. Hello?
Hi, this is Peter.
Hi, Peter. Oh, beep, beep. Out of my way. Sorry, I'm driving a car on my way to the office.
No worries. I'm already at the office sipping my latte.
Great. That sounds so relaxing. I actually wish I could have a relaxing day, but I'm firing a lot of good men today. I'm the boss at my work office.
And you have all male subordinates, correct? Uh-huh. I love that power dynamic.
And I know what the word subordinates mean, and that's what's interesting. How are you? How's your heart?
Well, I mean, it's, you know, one day at a time. It never gets easier, or it should. I don't exactly know how the platitude goes, but it's tough.
Wait, I'm getting pulled over. Wee, wee. Wait, do you...
By an ambulance?
License and registration? Oh, sure, here's my license. Yes, I was born in 1961. That's true, it says there on my license. Sorry, let me just finish talking to this cop.
Sweetie, who are you talking to?
Son, I'm much younger than... I'm much, much older than you. Have a great day, cop.
Aaron, I need the phone.
Sorry, that is the cop. Excuse me, cop, I'm on the phone. Hypothetically doing a science project with a friend. Sorry, I tried to get the cop off my back.
Yeah, no worries. This is actually riveting stuff. while you've been talking, and I know I'm just at work in this Hollywood movie producing lot, I've been typing this up. I think that this has all the bones of a very good, very... hot summer blockbuster action movie.
Wow, incredible. I would love to take my kids to that. The divorce has been hitting them very, very hard. I have a 16-year-old, a 12-year-old, and a 5-year-old.
Sure, well, I mean, that's all great backstory for your character. Would you like to make this movie happen?
Yes, of course. I do have my school play this...
One of your kids' school plays?
Yes.
Okay, well,
I'm on the phone!
Aaron, you're grounded.
That was the cop again.
Scene.
Cops are the worst.
License registration? Mm-hmm. I'm afraid I have to ground you. here we go. We're just going to do one more of these, and then we're going to move on, I believe. When you give
Wait, what do you mean? What's the point structure right now?
Right now, it's 3-3. We have another segment. We have two other segments.
Okay. I just want to make sure I can still win.
So it's 3-3, but there's one more point to be had here, and then we move on to other segments. Here we go. Okay. Last one for this segment, Monster Cash. For Monster Cash, when you give a smug, conceited smile to either a Bostonian guy who yells at you while driving, a Palestinian dude, or a fella who sort of looks like Hootie.
I was blood.
Yes.
Thank God you said it. I was smirking at my dad late one night.
Aaron, you absolutely fucking crushed it.
Smirking at my dad.
The final score for this segment is 4-3. That was for Monster Cash. Our next segment.
What do I win?
You win a lampshade.
Which kind? The one?
The one that goes on the bottom.
I know a lot about lampshades now, so I want a good one.
We need to start a new chat group that's called Lampshade, and we just like we're just like, did you see Aaron's?
Oh yeah, upright? taking pictures of people's lamps and being like, yikes!
Did you see her fucking lamp? It's nasty.
You guys, do any of you make Victorian lampshades? I'm not talking to you two dummies. I'm talking to our listeners. Listen to me. Do you make gorgeous lampshades with tassels or beads? Talk to me.
I used to make Victorian landscape lampshades when I was alive. Solve the riddle of my death and I'll make every lampshade of my life.
Aaron, you sounded like a local commercial. Do you make Victorian lampshades, tassels, or beads?
That's you could be entitled money to money on. Now.
Honestly, if you do make lampshades and you listen to the show, I would love to give you my money and not a complete total stranger off the internet.
Well, in exchange for a lampshade.
No.
That's not what I said.
That's not what she said.
All right, we're ready for the new segments. I'm sorry.
All right, next segment is called Punning with the Devil. This is something we did last year where I have come up with pun Halloween costumes that are a sort of combination or mishmash, if you will, of two different things, and you have to guess what they are. So, for example, if we went with Bram Stoker's creation going to 7-Eleven for some Doritos, Hot Takis, and Double Stuff Oreos, that would be Bram Stoker's famous...
Snackula? Blood.
Yes.
Snackula.
That is correct. That was just the warm-up round, so example's sake... So that would be Count Snackula.
Count Snackula, blood.
Everybody on board?
Yes.
A mischievous creature with sharp teeth and claws who's not throwing away his shot.
This is not my answer, but I almost said Alexander Hamilwolf. Alexander Hamilwolf. My name is Alexander Hamilwolf.
He's got fangs and claws.
Fangs and claws, I'll toss in there, although this is maybe more Hollywood, I'll toss in there, you shouldn't get it wet or feed it after midnight.
Hey, our cub is pretty great.
I know.
Oh, what are they called?
Blood?
Yes.
Alexander Grimlinton? Grimlinton? Gremlins? Gremlins?
You two are making this way harder than I intended.
Aaron Mogwai?
Okay, we're going to do a pass on this one. The answer was Grem Lin-Manuel Miranda. Okay.
I only know David.
My name is Gremlin. I am a gremlin.
What? An observational stand-up who's literally in stitches. An observational stand-up who's literally in stitches.
Jerry Frankenstein.
Blood.
JVC, blood in, thank you.
Jerry Frankensteinfeld.
That is correct. Frankensteinfeld.
Yeah.
A Lovecraftian horror in the sky that's willing to drop $80 on yoga pants? A Lovecraftian horror in the sky that's willing to drop $80 on yoga pants?
Lululemon, but a witch.
Blood.
Oh, no.
Lovecraft famous for his witches.
Oh, Halloween is canceled.
Blood.
Yes.
Cthulhu Lemon.
The answer is Cthulhu Lemon.
But what I said is funny.
Yes, I want to see a scene. Aaron, you are a Lululemon witch, so you're like a pretty Tony witch who's like pretty well off, and you like brunch, and you have your girls, and you shop at Lululemon, JPC and I will be two of your girls, and you're a witch.
Should we do another round of mimosas? Mimosas?
Oh, yes. Momo, yes. Speaking of Jason Momoa, oh my gosh, is that still everyone's top of the list?
Yes, sheets? I actually got a lock of his hair and I put it in.
Oh.
Yeah, I put it in my.
You know why they call him Aquaman?
Night. What?
You wait, hold on.
You
Dead
know what?
Stop.
Why do they call him Aquaman?
Because he makes us wet.
That movie was so bad. I'm going to get a spider in my mimosa. Do you guys want one?
Oh, yes, please. Two.
I brought some
two
from
for
home.
Me.
No, I'm on this fucking diet I hate so much.
Oh, my God. What is it? The diet.
Is it just newts?
Yeah, it's a newt cleanse. Mm. So it's newts, ginger, cayenne pepper, water, honey, lemon.
Oh, my gosh. But you're glowing. You can see it on your skin.
No,
you're like a bright green.
You're neon.
Thank you. Yeah, a spell went awry. But I'm looking better and I'm feeling better. So that's what it's about.
Militia. Can I ask you, you said you put a lock of hair in your butt.
Should
what
we do
that?
A girls trip together?
Oh, yes.
Oh, my God.
I'm thinking like Bora Bora.
Oh, I was thinking Cabo.
Oh my gosh, Cabo.
Cabo Wabo.
Oh, yeah, Melissa,
you put a lock of hair in your butt?
Oh my God, girls, we have to get an Instagram post for the day.
Yes. Sure. Oh, can we take it? I just got a new, since, you know, I have the two kids now, I have a mid-sized broom. Can we get it in front of that just to show it off?
Wait, you still have the two kids?
I still have the two kids.
Oh my God, you gotta take them out of your oven. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, they're fat enough. You should eat them.
Yeah, I'm just waiting, you know. I don't know what it is.
Girl,
it's just my instincts.
Stop. You deserve it. Eat those little Swiss kids.
Okay, let's hats on, ladies.
I just upgraded to a mid-sized broom. Okay, hats on.
Hats on.
All right, and yee-hee-hee! On three, everybody. Okay. Ready? One, two, three. Yee-hee! I have Jason Momoa's hair up my butt.
Ding, sing.
I forgot the word for cauldron, so I had to say butt. We've all been there. Ladies, we've
all been there.
We've all been there. Aaron, so I'm going to give you a leg up if you didn't know already. Lovecraft's most famous creation was Cthulhu. So I just want you to know that going into the next one. Cool? Mm-hmm. So the last answer was Cthulhu Lemon. This one is a Lovecraftian nightmare in the sky who wrote about the four March sisters, Meg, Jo, Beth, and Amy.
Blood.
Yes.
Cthulhu Louisa May Alcott.
Close enough.
Cthulhu Louisa May Alcott.
There you go. That's it. You're on the board. So it is now 5-4. How about a giant kaiju caught passing bad checks?
Oh, man.
A giant kaiju, which is a Japanese monster that might destroy cities. A giant kaiju caught passing bad checks.
A witch, but money laundering.
Caught Jesus passing Christ. Bad.
What?
Blood. I will say blood, and I will call this creature Fraudzilla.
That is correct. It's Fraudzilla. How about a giant kaiju who loves using America's number one website for real estate?
Blood.
Blood.
Aaron.
Godzilla.
That is correct.
Damn it. It wasn't Mothra Redfin? Fuck.
How about what you might call Ben Affleck being framed for murdering his wife Medusa?
Blood.
Yes.
Gone, girl. Your hair is snakes.
That is correct. Exactly as I wrote it. Aaron, any guess? You're thinking of Gorgon Girl.
Gorgon Girl.
How about he'll lead you to his pot of gold,
but only if you put down the bunny.
Puzz.
Yes.
Leper James Caan. Leper Scott Caan. Leper Scott Caan.
The answer is Leprechaun Air. How about a wee green man who dates Aaron Keefe?
Leprechaun. Blood, Leprechaun.
Aaron, you nailed it, but you failed to say blood, so JBC gets that.
Yes. Nice. Yes.
This is the last time I'll let you guys talk to me.
How about the singer of Landslide and The Chain who keeps burning up and starting over?
Keeps burning up. Blood.
JPC?
Stevie Phoenix.
That is correct. Stevie Phoenix.
I was doing Phoenix Stevie Nicks is the best my brain could come up with.
Lindsay Buckingbird.
Lindsay Bucket of Bloodingham. This is the catchphrase of a magician who also happens to be a goat blood sucking creature. The catchphrase of a magician who also happens to be a goat blood sucking creature.
Blood.
I believe JPC has that.
Yeah, because she didn't say anything. She didn't say blood. That's why I got it.
Okay.
Abra chupacabra dabra.
I had chupacabra cadabra.
Oh, okay.
How about a
gesundheit?
A creature, possibly hiding in the closet or under the bed, used to frighten children into good behavior, who also golfed one stroke over par. A creature used to frighten children, may live in a closet or under a bed, used to frighten children into good behavior, who also golfed one stroke over par. That's the bogeyman.
Tiger Woods.
It's the bogeyman, the bogeyman.
No, Happy Grimoire.
How about a thin, unnaturally tall, featureless-faced sugar substitute?
The Splenda Man. Blood.
JPC? It is Splenda Man. But Aaron gets that. So we're tied at 400-400. Here's the last thing. We're going to make this fairly quick and then wrap up the episode.
the last thing that I need to do to judge you two for this Halloween episode,
okay,
is based on Bort Pickett's hit other song, Monster Rap, the two of you are going to have to rap for Addie. So you're each going to do a rap song in a spooky theme. You're both tied. JPC, I'm going to give, since you said Splendid Man last, which is correct, we're going to have you go first.
Okay.
You're going to do a rap, and the spooky theme for yours is going to be the moon.
Oh, the moon. Okay. Well, 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 a werewolf. When the moon comes out, I rip my clothes and I walk about. I strut the streets and I'm all wanged out. People see me and then they shout, that's a werewolf. And he's wearing no pants. I just look and I give a side glance. I say, yeah, you like what you see? That's a werewolf. Pee, pee, pee. People go, ooh. People go, ah, that werewolf has a big balls. Look at him. Lock him up. He's a werewolf showing his stuff. And me, the werewolf, on the streets, I go back home into my sheets. The moon goes away and I come back to life. I look at my stuff and I'm like, oh, man. It was nice for a while being a werewolf.
Dang. Now I'm wonderful back to.
Oh, how am I supposed to beat that? Things wonderful to consider
job
before I rap. I can't rhyme.
Well,
I'm bleeding from the mouth, and hot people don't have to be talented.
Aaron, famously, you rhymed Toronto with pronto, so I think we all know you're the master of this.
I hate
you
this.
You got this, Aaron. Okay, you got okay, this. You can beat me.
Aaron, your spooky topic for Halloween is candy, and also bonus points if you start your rap with, my name is Aaron, and I'm here to say. Here we go.
Okay. My name is Aaron, and I'm here to say I'm ready for my payday. It's a candy bar. Don't look far. Go to your neighbors. Ring the bell. They open the door. They're straight from hell. They're not in a costume. That's just how they look. They're such nerds. They read some books. Trick or treat. Eat my feet. That's not an option. Just give me candy. Wait, no, I'm not done. My favorite candy is some Skittles. Before I have some, I'll solve some riddles. Orange Starburst, Reese's too.
Aaron, you want some help?
I can think of the word is Jew. Okay, hold on. Let me get out of this. Let me get
well,
out
the
of
werewolf's
this
back, and he's naked as hell, and he's walking around, and he's swinging his bell. That's the.
Let me get out of this.
Ending.
I'll take any candy as long as it's blue.
There you go. And name one blue candy, just so we know that you got out of it.
Blue lollipop.
Okay, final score is JPC. Do you have anything to plug?
Yeah, so on the day that this comes out, if you are also a Stitcher Premium listener, I believe you can go listen to me on Hollywood Handbook's Pro version. I think it also came out on this Wednesday. And if it didn't come out, please do not tweet at me about it. I don't control the release schedule of that show. But I think it's there, so enjoy it.
And you famously do some riddles with Sean and Hayes?
Yeah, I take them through my best guess at what an episode of Hey Riddle Riddle would look like with them as the hosts. Aaron, anything to plug?
Yes, if you are on our Patreon this weekend for Halloween, Sean and I are going to dress up with our dog and do some Halloween activities and give away prizes and stuff on a live stream. And we're going to vote on Discord of when we're going to do it this weekend. So head over there today. I will put a little poll out. So join our Patreon, and then because we can't go out and we bought Halloween costumes, we're going to have a little Halloween party and you can win prizes. Mostly it's going to just be Ray Glass merch, but I'll send it to your house. I'll do it.
So give her your address and your Venmo, kids.
And Aaron Keefe 10, follow me on Instagram.
Something I want to do before I forget. For 2021, the riddle that we'll be answering is...
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, don't forget this. Why were there screams coming from the kitchen?
Oh, I don't care for this riddle.
Yep,
it's
that's
just
the one we're going to answer in 2021.
It's just a question. And
why were there screams coming from the kitchen?
Thousands of answers to this. So.
And a few plugs I want to give. One, I want to. Everyone should watch The Queen's Gambit. I just finished watching that on Netflix, and holy hell, it's fantastic. So watch The Queen's Gambit. Also, if you're a fan of Rachel Bloom, she has a book coming out in November. You should pre-order that. Fantastic woman, fantastic writer. I also did 2 guest spots this month. That's What I'm Talking About. It's a podcast about all things J.R.R. Tolkien. And the episode I did, we talk about the last hour of the first Lord of the Rings movie. It was an absolute blast. And then I was also guest on a podcast called Cooper Duper, a Twin Peaks podcast. And we watched and reviewed season 2, episode 15, which is famously known as the worst episode of Twin Peaks, directed by Diane Keaton. Also, please get out there and vote. I think that's about it. Aaron,
is it ice cream? Is it like ice cream or something? Like the screams from the kitchen is ice cream?
That's making ice.
Y'all, that's a great guess. I really can't say any more until 2021. And famously, the number one costume for Halloween in 2021 is going to be
Jupiter. And you'll see why in a couple of months. It'll all make sense.
Blue forever.
Starting Scaren Keith and John Patrick Cohen. He's scary enough. Daisy Tomier, the editing. It's a horror manga. Read a book. Hardly get it on the pyramid. Logo created by Emily Cardenas and Emma Stein Ortiz. Why do people play Red Ring?
Hurrah!
Hurrah! Casey, should we start recording?
That was our audio test. Should we just put that in the chat?
Hey, ghosts and ghouls. If you like that, you are going to love this week's Patreon. The Clue Crew goes on a hike in the woods, and it goes disastrously wrong. You can listen to that episode plus our entire back catalog by going to patreon.com/heyriddleriddle and joining the Clue Crew for $5 or the Review Crew for $8. See you there, and happy Halloween!
That was a HeadGum Podcast.